Damn it.
What?
We're,
what?
We're,
what's wrong?
We're,
what are we? What? What's up? Isn't this a podcast?
Yeah, this is. Yeah, that's totally
this
it.
This is just a podcast. What are we talking about today?
We're talking about.
What are we? No.
We're talking,
no.
Yeah. No.
We're, no.
Yeah.
No. There's no way.
Dude,
no.
I totally
you're lying.
Tricked you.
You're
sorry.
Lying. You're lying. Fuck you. Fuck you. This is like this is the worst.
Like the best part is I put it on the fan club. Like you probably should have drawn that connection.
No, no, no. I was joking. I was doing a skit.
No, dude. I'm still doing the skit. Oh, you drop it too soon. Oh, we're both trying to deny the fact that we're about to listen to this fucking record.
Hey guys, let's just not even name it for a little while.
Yeah.
This band is just
yeah.
What people?
I showed what them to people? A Grateful Dead fan, and they thought it was terrible. So there you go.
I want to the best way to do it is show it to a Beach Boys fan who's done his fair of acid.
Mm-hmm.
See if he actually thinks it's good. That's the only approval you need.
Well, this record is not gonna sway that.
Well, it sounds just like AVTR going,
wah! Yeah, they're, well, you just gave it away. Today we're
fuck
listening
it.
To Centipede Hurts by Animal Collective. Now, it's kind of unfair that we're doing this because I kind of, like, baseball player called the shot a few months ago. Well, like, as soon as today's Supernatural
today's
came out.
Supernatural came out. Because, like, the singles were appropriate.
Yeah.
Like, if that was any sign for an album, I was like, hey, this actually could turn out pretty good.
Yeah, the reason Honeycomb and Gotham aren't on the record is because they're nothing like the record.
Which,
is bad news for you.
Maybe you... But there's some assholes out there... Sorry. Some guys or girls out there who just will eat this shit up. And
yep.
I don't understand it. I don't get it. Don't.
It's about what? Cultural positioning, man. It's about
it's
maintaining a position of like, well, I like Animal Collective even through the bad records. Like, that's going to help you maintain some sort of renown. I don't know what the goal is.
It just sounds like, Jesus. I liked Meriwether Post Pavilion.
Yes, that's a good record.
I think Feels is pretty good.
I disagree.
Other than that, I'm very not into the idea of listening to them unless it's their solo records, because both the like AVTR,
yeah.
The one AVTR put out
down
was
there was a
good.
Real grower, like that took
yeah.
about a year, but yeah,
I found myself just like listening to that all the time. Yeah. I don't know why.
Lucky One
then,
is an amazing song and a great
yeah,
way to
then,
that record, but
yeah, Tomboy was a
Tomboy was pretty good. Like
yeah.
I hated the shit out of Person Pitch, but Tomboy was pretty good. Like,
I prefer Person Pitch, but I'm that guy.
Yeah, that's cool.
Bros
is the worst song ever made. Well, no, that's not true. That's probably Peacebone.
Yeah, Peacebone, we can... That's... Okay, the reason why we're doing this, the real reason why we're doing this is Peacebone.
Is there a real reason? Yeah, we're going to take our shots at Peacebone for like 53 minutes.
Yeah, basically, we're not going to even talk about the current record right now. We're just going to whine about Peacebone.
God, this kind of is Peacebone the record.
Which is exactly what I don't want.
Oh, the despair is adorable.
Oh, man. You know, it'd be a really good treat if, like, yet again, just, like, came on and then just, like, hey, there's
yeah.
more where this came from. The entire League of Shields is available right now.
Yeah, that'd be great.
That's not happening. Oh, that'd be great, though.
That'd be awesome. Because this is about to be not awesome.
Mm-hmm. Suitably not awesome.
Yeah. So there's a video component for this. Like, I don't know what to tell you if you want to do
that.
Like, if you want to listen to this and do that. We're not going to. Because my internet is fucking garbage. Now, if your connection can handle, like, the full stream of it, hey, go for it. Like, I guess. Like,
you could try, maybe if we can't guarantee it's going to sync up.
Yeah, because, like, shit's going to buffer and it's going to go all bad. But, I don't know, maybe it won't buffer. Maybe your connection's totally rad. Mine isn't. I don't think Andrew's is.
Mine's okay.
Yeah, it's fine. It works. I can play Team Fortress on this. I just can't reliably synchronize audio files. Like, I would rather just use my audio player for that.
Sometimes I get hiccups. internet hiccups, so...
The good news is there's no special edition of this record, so we don't have to tell people not to get it.
but there's, like, an alternate, there's, like, an alternate, like, thing, the cover. Oh. That's the only thing. No extra songs, but hey.
What is the cover on this one? Yeah, we have the second cover on this one.
Yeah. The first one is...
I thought it was suitably bad. Animal Collective.
Yeah, they're both Animal Collective.
Yeah.
And I was just like, hey.
I didn't get people freaking out.
If this cover was... if the second cover was released in, like, 1996, this would probably be regarded as one of the coolest album covers of all time. Yeah. Or most iconic.
You thought introducing that's exactly was where this some came from. Shit, man. Check
that's exactly out. Where this came from.
Yeah. This is there Animal Collective's answer to introducing DJ Shadow.
That's totally fair.
No, it's not. No, it's not. It's really not fair at all.
Yeah, because, you know,
DJ Shadow's awesome. This is gonna suck.
Yeah.
Okay, so
no, that's
also
not what I was saying. I was saying, I was basically just referencing the fact that this album is probably really terrible.
Yeah. Also, for the sake of disclosure, I have heard, like, a third of this album before we... So what happened is, like, a year ago, I want to say, they had a set at Pitchfork Music Festival that was just apocalyptically shitty. Like, they somehow silenced the crowd of people who paid to go to the Pitchfork Music Festival. It was kind of amazing. To the point where if, like, you go watch the footage of it, like, they have synced in moments of the crowd reacting to Brother Sport positively with, like, the rest of their songs. It's like, here's the crowd dancing along to Animal Collective, because they can't just show, here's the crowd staring blankly at Animal Collective. That was way funnier, and I kind of missed. But
in that respect, that's pretty great.
So, like, the reason I called my shot on this, about, like, wanting to do this record for Oh God Oh No, is because today's Supernatural came out, and it's totally one of those songs from that set. I was like, oh God, they're actually going to do this. And then,
and apparently, like, Pitchfork's gonna say, no, guys, this is good, guys,
come on, trust us,
just believe us, trust us.
But truth
be,
it's 8.5, it's amazing. It's like if Paul McCartney wiped his jock sweat on a vinyl printing and handed it to Ariel Pink, it's great.
I would buy that, though. So, because it is just the charm of it. It's like, this was filled with Paul McCartney sweat.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically from his balls. If Paul McCartney wiped his balls on this Ariel Pink album. Alright, cool.
I almost insisted on doing Ariel Pink, but we both finished it beforehand, so it would be unfair.
I also don't think that that's the fair one to choose.
Dude, no.
Because, like, at that point, I think our stances on the record are a little different.
Yeah. I believe I interrupted your vacation to inform you that that record was, quote, a bunch of fucking bullshit.
Fuck it, I was on the I-5.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah. I stand by that. That record's a bunch of fucking bullshit.
I'd love just the process of how that record was released. But anyway, we probably should get on with
it. Yeah, we're running out of stalling tactics. You want to just record a podcast and then put the Oh God Oh No at the end of it? No, no, we can't do that.
We could do that afterward.
Yeah,
while we're all depressed and shit.
I don't know. All right, so get your record ready. Check the times for it with Wikipedia. Make sure that's all lined up. You don't want to miss a second.
Don't want to miss one second of this, because every second has the same amount of noise that you will hear in every other second.
Yeah.
At least from today's Supernatural.
Yeah.
That's my impression of Animal Collective. Bionic Hero!
I thought that was your attempt at, like, a rim shot.
That was Honeycomb.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Anyway.
I kind of hear that now, like, slightly.
All
right.
It's all just pitch-changing drums and whatnot.
Give me 1 second to make absolutely sure I have everything ready. All right.
Wonderful. Just wonderful.
Are you ready?
Yep.
3, 2, 1, go.
Okay, now it sounds like the beginning of Down There. Oh, never mind.
Don't get excited.
Industrial rock.
Yeah. This is Woo! Animal Collective Swan's record.
Oh, actually, very... What?
No, that's not right at all.
I hope this doesn't happen.
Meet the villain of your next hour.
Oh, it all goes kind of okay until this.
Yeah. Yeah, spoilers, the problem with this record is that fuck Amy Tare, god damn it!
Oh. Amy Tare can't be swans. I think that's the one conclusion we can make from this.
Yeah.
Is that it almost got to, like, White Light from Infinity style shit, but then...
You want to just talk about that Swans record and
pretend
this isn't happening?
Hey, while Moonjock is playing, let me interrupt you. I really like Mother of the World. I really
Yeah, it's a great song. This is not a great song.
Great song.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've... There's a first listen stream of that album on NPR.
Yeah, you should do that. You should probably
This feels really criminal to fucking talk about Swans over Animal Collective. It feels really gross.
By the way, to help enhance the listening experience, I'm going to be posting a link to the full lyric sheet with this.
Good idea.
Because I'm actually going to hand it to you right now over the Webernets.
Goods.
Because, really, it goes by too fast to really allow you to not suffer.
Michelin time!
Yeah.
Michelin time!
Yeah, that was earlier, though.
Yeah, but Michelin time.
They're on a road trip in this song.
I just imagine them just, like, doing, like, 1-2 steps in a tour bus to this song, and it's like, a musical, and it's terrible.
A needle
rack. I would pay to watch, like, a VHS-recorded Animal Collective musical making fun of their own album.
I would take that.
That'd be... Whatever. Fuck it.
God damn it.
No better way to remind me of a Nita wreck than a lead off track.
Yeah. But again, that was earlier. We were leaning on
Did
it.
They stop
now
with
we're
the
running
lyrics?
Out again.
Oh, yep, he definitely says Bionic Yeehaw. Okay.
Yeah, no, you didn't get that wrong. That's totally a lyric on this record.
I was really hoping that... Nah, we'll do this when today's Supernatural comes up.
Yeah. The Quietest did a track-by-track review and said that this was, like, their take on a Sleigh Bells song, which is
this
really
right
insulting.
Here? Yeah. I sound like the beginning was, but then they Animal Collective it up.
Yeah. In case you forgot.
In case you forgot, this band is Animal Collective.
Yeah. They're so free-spirited, and now they have guitars again.
Everyone's trying to make their arena rock record this
year. Yeah, this year is the rock year, which is great, because last year was the rap year to a bizarre degree.
Yeah, well, this is weird.
Yeah. You'll notice that all the tracks are super long.
Run it out. So I want to like start like a wedding Animal Collective cover band, mm-hmm. where it's all toned down to like a Billy Joel style cover band, but they're all Animal Collective songs, and they go like, we're singing the popular songs of Animal Collective.
Yeah, fuck that. Just play Piano Man and yell Peace Bone at people.
Peace Bone.
And a Peace Bone got found. Sorry.
They might as well just put Peace Bone like 11 times on here.
Billy Joel Collective. That's your name.
Billy Joel Collective.
Yeah.
It's all Billy Joel clones that are forced to sing Animal Collective. There's the beginning of today's Supernatural.
Yeah, here we go.
I was hoping he said erotic seesaw.
Nope.
But he doesn't.
Yep.
Yep.
So is he inviting 2 Chainz to join Animal Collective?
I sure hope
is
not.
Is he inviting Riff Raff to join Animal Collective?
Sure, go for it. Yeah. Why not?
Did you know that John Mouse used to play keyboards in Animal Collective? That I'm not...
Wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah.
At all. At all. God damn it, shut up.
Yeah. Like, this was an inherent problem with Animal Collective. They have nothing to fucking say. It's like, oh, being alive is weird. Family's important. I like kids. Fireworks. Animals are nice. Yes, and although they have added fruit is nice too, which we will
get
world
to. The world's kind of weird today.
The world is strange. I don't understand.
We're all in our 30s and we're just trying to figure shit out.
Yeah.
We're still young.
Yeah.
You've got another 20
years.
I bet this album would be very different if they were all 18.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of man-child rock.
Yeah. And I think that's where Meriwether Post Pavilion got a little made sense.
Right.
Is that it kind of...
Well, it was about being
put them in a sense
of
control.
Up.
Yeah, like, it sounded like a... Goddamn, what is this then?
Yeah.
That totally just...
This is refusing to grow up.
I think Brother Sport was just like...
Yeah.
The end of it, and they're just like, oh, hey,
Remember
that time when we had that midlife crisis?
Who gives a shit?
Apparently they had their midlife crisis like 16, 17 years too early.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's like there's music happening and he's just saying words near it. There's no sense of rhythm.
No, that's... Yeah.
Well, okay, that last segment was, this is okay. This okay is a little nice, but... Yay.
What do you want to guess Ivy Terra is doing right now?
Scratching his balls.
Just the exact moment scratching his balls.
He doesn't know why they're itching, but we know.
Therefore, it's basically... I think basically, that's gotta be Monkey Riches. That's what gotta be what Monkey Riches is about. It's about growing up and your balls shrinking, man. What if Amanita is the best song of the year?
Dude. It's got a lot to make up for.
Oh, I get it. It's Rosie O without the Donald.
Yeah. References. Now that's actually the sin of that animal, that Ariel Pink record. That's not the Animal Collective problem. The Animal Collective problem
hey,
is so much more nuanced.
Hey, John. Hey, John. Who sunk my battleship?
Fuck you. Die. That's who sunk your battleship.
Who sunk my battleship?
I fucking hate you so much. So this is like the first Panda Bear song on here, I think.
Oh, okay. What the fuck?
It sounds like something from fucking Strawberry Jam.
This is my favorite song on here so far, just because of the juxtaposition of Panda Bear's voice on this. What the fuck is happening? Oh, this is so weird.
This is my favorite song because so I might not get accosted by the watery slide.
That's great. Does that have something to do with, like... Is that about sex?
I don't... Maybe? That might be the least sexy metaphor ever.
I think that's the point, though.
Get a girl, I'm gonna accost your watery slime.
The song is called Rosie O.
Yep.
So, that's fair. That's a Panda Bear lyric.
Yep.
I'm on my own.
And that's a sound from Person Pitch.
Nah, that's not. I've,
no, that brr, 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 that thing, that's totally from Person Pitch. Well, it sounds like it could be from Person Pitch. I don't know for sure that it is an exact sample.
It's the mildly tremolo that you, mild tremolo that you hear. It's kind of from that.
Yeah. Yeah, this is like what, like, kind of going back to the Beach Boys record. This is like that one song near the end that was actually all right.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
yeah,
so
this is all right.
Not a lot of mess I can talk here. Which is good, because fucking applesauce is coming up.
I just like, I think we can all say that Panda's probably the most grounded member.
Yep. The least terrible.
The least terrible.
Yeah.
Especially, well, at least when they're in Animal Collective, I don't know too much. We haven't heard too much from Deacon outside, or like Geologist.
Yeah.
I've not listened to much of that.
Weirdly, I've never felt the need to seek it out.
Yeah, I think Panda the Navy are enough for me. So,
God, I hate this song.
I bet it sounds really mushy, like applesauce.
God. I'm, like, starting to get, like, a little tightness in my chest.
Is he trying to sound like Matsuyahu?
I don't know.
What is this? What did I say his name right? Whatever.
Yeah.
I just remember him being way popular in 2005. Song's all about fruit.
Yep.
And it's a long song about fruit.
It is a super long song about fruit.
There are a lot of lyrics in this song.
Yeah.
Repeat.
Yeah.
Oh, this is gonna be bad. Okay.
God damn this fucking song. What does that even mean?
I don't know.
Is this like a, is this their political song? Because they said mayor at some point.
Yeah, I don't fuck.
You gotta reject the applesauce of the system, man.
Why would you pick shit at mayors? They're some of the people in a position that are actually like really going to affect your life. They're the last political group that I would pick on. At least in my town, like Sacramento, like we have a good mayor.
Well, we're fucking bankrupt, so we're kind of
in
a different situation.
Our mayor is a former basketball player.
Yeah.
That is great. We have to have, everyone in Sacramento has to be a star before they can take political office.
God, this song sucks.
Yeah, I can't even follow.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
This is like 10 times more furiously abstract than that Bon Iver record.
Yeah.
Like, that actually sounded poetic, and this sounds bullshit.
This is just, it's Avi Taylor's like, childhood fruit. You know. This is my heavy tear impression, apparently. Press your tongue flat against the bottom of your mouth and yell about things that happened when you were young.
When I heard that, like, I think from just, like, I think it was an AV Terror thing. Just, like, Panda Bear's kind of stepped. He's, like, done a little. He's kind of, like, it's mostly my vocals in this album. Yeah. Just, like, I was just, like,
that's
really?
That's, like, the Iwo Jima really? Of red flags. It's, like, fucking people died to erect this red flag.
I was just, like, I know I heard Honeycomb and Gotham were both you, but. Nope, seriously? Like, two Panda Bear songs? What? Three?
It's like three.
Okay.
It's the short ones
on Meriwether, yeah. So.
Yeah. The short ones are all Panda Bear, I think.
Good, he wanted to get it over with.
Yeah.
What do you think Panda Bear thinks of all this? Because he's always super quiet and doesn't, like, say anything. What's going on in his head?
Well, he has to sign off on it, otherwise he would have just left. Like, yeah, his judgment is suspect here. Like, everyone involved in this.
I don't know what he's thinking. I can never figure that out. Because, like, at some points he feels like an antithesis to what everything's going on here. What is going on?
They're setting fruit on fire. And he's really upset.
Oh, they're burning down the fruit trees. No, they're not! There's still fruit! Fruit exists! This is like the Lorax song. Yeah. What is this shit? Watched, like, the last part of the Lorax the other day because it was in the break room at work.
Bummer.
Worst movie of the year. Probably the worst film of the year. Teaches kids that all corporations wear black suits mm-hmm. and have ties and gray.
This one's everybody. A Deacon song. Like, sung by Deacon. I believe that's the case. That's what I remember. This is about the time where I stormed out of my room in anger.
Okay. Well, he was behind What Would I Want Sky, so I'm gonna... trust
no
this for,
like, that's not right
2 seconds. Oh no, he was What Would I Want Sky was a song he wrote for Meriwether Post Pavilion. Oh. But it didn't happen in time.
All right.
And yeah,
okay,
so they gave it to him. They like Deacon gave it to everybody else. Yeah. And then AV went on the lyrics and stuff. Yeah. Like that. But that was originally a Deacon song, which is really weird.
Okay, so I actually...
This is boring. This one's boring.
I brought this up somewhere else when I was talking about how Paint It Black is fucking racist. I don't think you can just invoke Middle Eastern or Indian sound and just, like, do that because you want to. There's a cultural heritage behind it. Like, it's fucking yeah. ignorant to just do that.
Yeah.
Oh, he's attracted to her because she's a mom. That's great.
I don't really know how much I enjoy his voice. Mm. Just sounds like... Mm. I don't know. Who's the Mike Love of this band?
John Mouse? I don't know.
Really?
No, that's not right at all. That's just really mean. That wasn't grounded in anything in reality. John Mouse is okay.
I wonder if it's geologist.
I don't think this band has a Mike Love, because they're four people. It's like the ghost.
But they're the Beach Boys.
Yeah, but the ghost of Mike Love fucks up their production.
That was just my punchline. That was it. That's all.
Yeah. No, I know. I'm gonna say that their production style is Mike Love.
Like just that.
Yeah, the way they engineer their records is the ghost of Mike Love posing in front of a camera.
Now I have to tell people I'm listening to Centipede Hurts.
Yeah. Sorry.
Fuck. What am I supposed to say to them? I'm listening to the new Anarchal Collective album. But why?
Send help.
Send help. 911. Give me an ambulance. Oh, great. The ambulance sounds like just like an Animal Collective song. Fuck!
Yeah. Welcome to hell!
The bus driver, or the ambulance driver is AV, and he just starts singing. That would be an okay music video for Animal Collective. Someone starts having a heart attack, and the ambulance comes, and AV Tear is the driver, and he drives them off a cliff. I don't have much to say about this song.
Yeah, it's boring.
It's boring.
Which is at least an improvement from Offensive.
Yeah.
There's another 45 seconds of the song. Please don't do this. Stop. Stop.
Stop.
Stop.
Oh, no.
Stop! Stop! Stop it! Stop! Stop! Fuck! Stop! God! Stop! The laughing sound is not helping my agony.
I think the maniacal laughing is self-aware.
I'm reminded of what Coke Machine Glow said. Will we really know if they were just fucking with us?
Yeah, maybe we think. I think we know now. I hope we know, because that's great. If they did, thank you. Thank you for fucking with all of us.
Yeah, if like the entire Potrax ethos this year is just to shit on everyone, I can almost get behind that.
2012, the year of shitting on people's love.
Rock records and shitting on people.
It's like my favorite things to do. Let's make a rock record and then show.
Put a two in the air if you did it on them.
Yep, there we go. Yep. There's a prophet.
Yeah, Nicki Minaj is the prophet of the Animal Collective.
Animal Collective figure Nicki Minaj would not be that weird.
This is also from the Pitchfork set, by the way.
Can barely remember it. Try to block it out.
Yeah.
This is just boring, too. Yeah, same thing. This is... Yeah.
Avery Terror is really the problem with this fucking record. What does that mean?!
Not real sure.
What does that mean? This is just fucking people trying to sound deep.
This is such a hippie record.
Yeah, it's
AV Terror is such a fucking hippie.
Points for not using standard. That's their hook here. This is them trying to be catchy. This is their...
They've done it before.
Yeah.
They've done that before, but I don't... If you, like, focused on something and then, like, ram your fucking sound balls into it, mm-hmm. like, maybe you might come up with some sort of, melody.
Yeah. And it's not like Amy Terra's, like, the worst songwriter in here or anything. Like, on this record, that's absolutely true, but...
Yeah.
He has had flashes of brilliance.
Like, the position... It's the way their vocals are produced.
Yeah.
Amongst, like, the actual, like, production of the music is just so...
Yeah, the actual rotten. Songs are kind of unremarkable because of how they're mixed.
Like, yeah. The vocals sound really floaty.
Like, in a way, it kind of sounds like that, A Sunny Day in Glasgow record. But that's because that record was full of everything at once. And this is just a bunch of poor decisions being made.
So, people have made it out to me that Newtown Burnout is the best song on this album.
Well, I guess we'll find out. There's not a lot of lyrics, so that means it's probably not, you know, maybe. I feel safe in saying I'm not keeping this on my computer after this.
I have to keep it on here until 2012 ends.
Why?
Because I have to count all the albums that I have listened to by the end of 2012.
That sucks for you.
It's just gonna sit here. Lana Del Rey's still in my computer, so...
Well, Pitbull was last year, so you were able to get rid of that.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Yeah, Pitbull's gone. Yeah, I have,
and we've had all sorts of shitty ideas about the next one to do. It's just a long string of really terrible plans.
We already know it's up, I think.
Do we?
I think we do.
All right. We'll talk about it off air.
I have 88 albums from this year, so listen to a lot.
Did by best? Do they mean to say Phil Collinsist?
Maybe. Because Phil Collins is probably better than this.
No, I'm really going to have to put my foot down on that idea.
No, are you kidding?
No, like, Phil Collins is terrible!
Well, I don't like Phil Collins, but, like, come on. Let's be honest.
Dude.
Whatever the fuck Applesauce was, the average Phil Collins song is probably listenable.
Applesauce is directly equivalent to Sussudio.
Or sodomy.
Yeah.
So, pretty sure that's why it's all about fruit.
So, you know about this. I'm going to explain for the people at home. I have this, like, fucking shitty public access music videos channel called The Cool TV. And they've been showing just a bunch of goddamn Phil Collins lately. Which has allowed me to come to the conclusion that Phil Collins was terrible.
I wish I could just, like, get, like, a live feed of this channel of yours.
It's terrible, dude. Like, that's the thing we
were
watching.
Did we watch that?
Yeah, it was
Did
the
we
thing that all those goddamn infomercials was on.
That was, but those were enjoyable.
Yeah, that was at
those
least funny and easy to make fun of. When it's just raw music videos, it's painful.
Yeah. It's cool TV.
This is significantly more melodic than anything else that's happened so far.
Yeah. I'll give it, the song is probably the best song on this record so far.
Yeah. Accurate assessment.
But is this as good as it gets?
That's a bummer, because there's, what, 20 minutes left?
I'm really pulling for Monkey Rich's...
Nope.
It's probably going to be awful.
Yeah. Yeah, that's also from the fucking Pitchfork set. This one isn't. I don't remember this being in here.
This sounds actually pretty grand.
Yeah.
This is pretty cool. I like this one. This Beach Boys record and this one have a lot of similarities.
Yeah.
A lot.
It's weird. It's just that they don't know that they're racist old white men yet.
Yeah, well.
Check out the scene, Free From All the Black People. Oh, God, that record. So is this the point where Panda Bear is clearly the best songwriter in Animal Collective?
Yep.
All right.
That's probably it. Well.
Well, we survived fucking Person Pitch to get here, so.
It's like a hectic road trip.
Yeah.
It's just like, you get through your shit, get through all the bad points, and then, hey, you're here. You're at the place you want to be, but it's... We're still about 15, 20 miles out, I think. I like the blips on this album, the song.
Yeah.
The wow!
Yeah, this song's okay. God damn it, am I gonna have to keep this on here because of my one good
song rule? I could listen
to
this song again.
Fucking bullshit.
Why did you have to make a fucking good song?
Yeah, no, dude, because I have that one, like, one good song
Grimes,
equals keep
the...
rule. Like, Kurt Vile's still on here, because I can use Jesus.
I still
Peter.
Never listen to Kurt Vile.
It's really boring. I listened to that record while watching shady Japanese deathmatch wrestling. It was totally perfect. Yeah, okay, that was good.
I feel uncomfortable eating this banana after applesauce.
Yep.
Like, this banana automatically seems less appealing.
That was pretty good.
This is pretty, the outro here is kind of cool.
Yeah. And then you said you had hope for Monkey Riches, well... Isn't that gonna
bite you in
the ass?
Oh, well, I had my song.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, there's a new Lightning Bolt track.
What?
You wanna
pause this record and listen to that?
No, because that's gonna fuck everyone else up.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Damn it.
Everyone, listen to Lightning Bolt right now! They have a new, it's the EP that's coming up.
Mm.
But I can't see them now, I think. Because I didn't get the day off.
What does that mean? I'm your brain wife!
Yeah!
Come cuddle with your brain wife!
Brain wife! Hey, we have a lightning bolt to look forward to after this.
Yeah.
So that's good.
That's good.
I gotta put that EP on my wish list.
Die. See, because wretch and rich sound alike. Because I don't know how to pronounce words.
He should have just finished out going rich, bitch. Rich.
Monkeys, dollars, hanging out bitch. In trees after school.
Oh, God. Just, oh. I start reading these lyrics off like they would be normal. It's just like, lately I want to be in my heart. But where exactly is my heart? And where does it start? I don't want that Tylenol.
Dude, spoilers. That's like a line from now. Oh, fuck wait, you!
That actually worked out better than I thought. I don't want that Tylenol.
And now we're just going to do the rest thought, of the we already song thought, again. Great.
We get it. You guys don't like taking pills.
Yeah. You don't trust them because the government.
The government's putting semen in the pills. They're trying to impregnate your body.
Yeah. So do you think Animal Collective is going to end up playing the Gathering of the Juggalos within 10 years?
I really hope so. I feel like they might do it if because but they the way they plan their tour is like we're gonna play at this place and this place and festivals really don't mean too much.
Yeah. Danny Brown played the Juggalos this year.
Which is great.
Yeah, that's perfect.
That guy, the guy's got.
I love Danny Brown
for doing that.
He's the greatest human ever made.
There was a lot of people this year actually that played there. Mm. It feels like it keeps being more and more.
There's another, like, 3 minutes in this song.
Oh, God. What?
Yep.
Really? Why? Why? I don't want that Tylenol.
Yeah. I got wide-eyed.
When someone asks me if I want Tylenol, I know what I'm going to say to them now. Yeah. Oh. Okay, so it's a schizophrenic jam for 2 minutes. Okay.
So, yeah, Grateful Dead.
I think this is the best part of the song.
Because David
Taylor
shut
up. Okay, except
for
that stupid, like, weird melody right there. I like the... And the describing Animal Collective sounds makes you look like you're a crazy person.
Yep.
It's like the bleeps.
Well, great. I said it was awesome because you stopped talking and now he's back.
Where are the lyrics for this part?
This is the golden age bit. The giant chunk of bullshit in the center there.
You tell me that I ought to have a golden wage. Every time I look up that blurry sun, all I think about is people dying.
Yeah.
Everybody ought to know that special glance. Why does Dawn leave everybody with everyone dead?
Why does Dawn leave everybody home with Chance? What does that mean?
Does this not occur with just me, A.V. Tear?
Yeah.
The worst current songwriter in Animal Collective?
Yeah.
Improvising lyrics is so much fun.
Yeah. Makes me want to freestyle, but I'm not going to.
I'm going to jump the gun and start reading the lyrics to Mercury Man.
Yep.
Oh, they really are fucking with us. Oh, jeez.
What's your proof?
Sounds like machines. We'll get to it.
All right. We have 30 seconds left. We could say it's that you get wide-eyed a few more times. That'd be good.
God, that was so terrible. Thanks, Deacon. Look at just the lyrics for the first set of lyrics for Mercury Man.
Yep. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah!
I forgot that this started like this.
This is kind of awesome.
Yeah, see? You got excited, and then they just shat all over you.
They are fucking with us.
Because I never learned how to read, so my language is repressed by my own ignorance.
It's this group of lyrics right here that kind of make me go. They're probably fucking with us. They're talking about their sound.
It's weird that they're doing like the pop music sore chorus thing here.
Yeah, a little bit. This is an actual melody.
Yep.
What?
That only took the rest of the fucking record. This is okay.
This is okay.
Yeah, this is okay. I don't really have anything to make fun of here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm...
Maybe Terra's sins were earlier in this record. Please. Also, this song is shorter than most of his songs on here.
Yeah. This song actually fulfills being spacey.
Yep.
So this is their space industrial rock record?
Yeah.
Okay. I was trying to identify it. It's really funny how they're easier to identify than Grizzly Bear.
Yeah. Well, no, Grizzly Bear's just making arena rock now.
Well, yeah, well, I was mostly like for Vecatemest and Yellow House. Yeah. It was really tough. But like, they're getting real straightforward, and I think this is that album could grab a lot of people.
Yeah.
Really excited for it. Jesus.
I'm excited for this record to be done.
We only have 10 minutes.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Awesome. This was okay. This song here is okay. That is so far 2 okay songs out of 11 with 2 to go. People pre-ordered this record. Aren't they suckers? I have been informed that Pulleys is not very good. I don't know if that's true. I guess we'll find out.
We'll find out. Okay, I can't hear anything terrible going on with the music for the most part, so I'm gonna look at the lyrics.
Yep. Well.
Wood.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. Wooden notes.
Wooden notes.
Wooden notes.
Because trees are like music. Trees, nature, good. Musically fine, lyrically stupid.
Yeah.
What? That reads like something got put into Google Translate and came back weird.
Heart said I place to hide is a head, a pose.
Yeah.
Up the nose.
Well, no, now they're trying to rhyme that.
What? So, I think all of these lyrics are just run-ons.
Yeah.
Or something Yoda would write.
Mm-hmm. I'm disappointed that that didn't say, "Art thou feeling low?"
They say "Art thou" twice in the last two songs.
I hope they actually do, though, because they just because the lyrics she just lied to me there.
Oh. Is that a collected animals joke or something?
I have no idea. Well, here we are at the end. Yay! Sounds like a Yaysayer song.
It does. Jesus.
So there's only two goddamn Band of Bear songs on here. That's great. That's very verbose there.
Yeah.
Yeah, this song's just boring, which is, I guess, an improvement.
Yeah.
And weirdly, like, Yaysayer beat him to the punch, totally. That's kind of bizarre. So is this, like, the backlash of Meriwether Post Pavilion? That bands are now beating them at their own sound?
Maybe.
Like, I have argued that Native Speaker is a better record than Meriwether Post Pavilion. But this is kind of a bad Yaysayer song. This is...
Has she lost her number one?
Mm-hmm.
Woo!
Oh no! Aaron Sorkin. Oh.
great because they were given the honor of number one at nothing.
Yeah.
That's a Neil Hamburger joke, gotta be. It's gotta be a Neil Hamburger joke.
Yeah. That was a pretty good Neil Hamburger impression there. You sure sounded like you had something in your mouth.
Well, I don't.
There's another, like, 3 minutes of this song.
Now I have this banana. With Big Raven.
Is this a chorus? Why are we doing this twice in a row?
It's a chorus, I guess.
Wow, really? This is what you're closing on, really? This. Yeah, what art thou appears to just be a filter. That sucks.
Fortunate.
I don't know, what art thou gonna do is a pretty funny line.
Yeah, it is pretty funny.
This is really how you're closing this record?
I think this is okay. I have lowered my expectations so far.
Well, yeah.
Oh, they're gonna fuck up his vocals a bunch. Oh, never mind.
No, we're gonna end on a bunch of O's. Because that's childlike and free. He's playing in the forest. That's what this sounds like. That's what we're trying to evoke here.
Great. Good for you.
This is... Okay. There's still a few seconds left. We're done!
Yay!
Fuck that shit!
That wasn't as completely terrible as I thought it was gonna be.
I don't know! I kind of regret doing it.
That was definitely... I think it was better than the Beach Boys record.
Like the Beach Boys record, it picks up in the back half.
Yeah.
But first half of that record is a fucking nightmare.
Yeah, Rosie O is like the thing that saves it in the middle of it, and then
the
Newtown Burnout comes up, and then Monkey Riches comes out and it kind of sucks, and then Murky Marion comes out and it's kind of okay, and then Pulleys is, I can't remember Pulleys at all.
Yeah, there's a combined 3 minutes.
It's so much like that Beach Boys record. Yeah. Like when you think about like the thoughts that you have during it, it's very.
There's a total of 9 minutes on this record that are not just shit. Well, no, that's...
Probably longer.
Like, there's 9 minutes of Panda Bear, and Mercury Man is okay, I guess.
Yeah.
And then it closes on a big ol' fart.
Newtown Burnout was pretty good.
Yeah, it was.
Anyway.
So are we gonna do Muse next? Is that what we agreed on?
I think, guys, hey guys, we're gonna listen to Muse! Oh, that was my idea.
Yeah, your idea was also Bob Dylan, so.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah, what were the other ideas we had? We were thinking about Matchbox 20 for a while.
Matchbox 20, Linkin Park.
We probably should have done that 2 Chainz record. Okay. I'm still waiting for a gangster rap record to do. Like, I still want to do that.
Yeah, we need a solid gangster rap record.
Yeah.
We're not pulling for Waka Flocka. Sorry, guys.
I think we both came to the same realization, like, in the last month or so.
The only Waka Flocka that exists hard to paint is pretty funny.
Like, that song is pretty fun. I can't hate it anymore. The rest of that record is... But Hard in the Paint is pretty fun. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yep. That sure
so
was.
We're gonna go
record.
Listen to that Lightning Bolt song.
Yeah, and just shower.
Yeah, a lot of. I do need a shower after that.
Yeah. Bye.